It's that time of year to take our annual senior citizens test. Exercise of the brain is as important as exercise of the muscles. As we grow older, it's important that we keep mentally alert. The saying, if you don't use it, you will lose it, also applies to the brain. So here is a very private way to gauge your loss or non-loss of intelligence. Take the test presented here to determine if you're losing it or are still with it. The pauses are so you don't hear the answers until you've made your answer. Okay, relax. Clear your mind and begin. Well, maybe not that clear. Question? What do you put in a toaster? Answer? Bread. If you said toast, then give it up now and go do something else. Try not to hurt yourself. If you said bread, you may go on to question two. Say silk 5 times. Now spell silk. What do cows drink? Cows drink water. If you said milk, then please do not attempt the next question. Your brain is obviously overstressed and you may even overheat. It may be that you need to content yourself with listening to something more appropriate, such as Children's World. If you said water, then please proceed to the next question. If a red house is made from red bricks, and a blue house made from blue bricks, and a pink house is made from pink bricks, and a black house is made from black bricks, what is a greenhouse made from? Answer? Greenhouses are made from glass. If you said green bricks, what are you still doing here listening to these questions? If you said glass, then go on to question four. It's 20 years ago and a plane is flying at 20,000 feet over Germany. If you will recall, Germany, at the time, was politically divided into West Germany and East Germany. Anyway, during the flight, two of the engines fail. The pilot, realizing that the last remaining engine is also failing, decides on a crash landing procedure. Unfortunately, the engine fails before he has time, and the plane fatally crashes smack in the middle of no man's land between East Germany and West Germany. Where would you bury the survivors, East Germany or West Germany, in no man's land? Answer? You don't, of course, bury survivors. If you said anything else, you have a real problem and you must never try to rescue anyone from a plane crash. Your efforts would not be appreciated. If you said, don't bury the survivors, then proceed to the next question. Please consider this question without using a calculator. You are driving a bus from London to Milford Haven in Wales. In London, 17 people get on the bus. In Reading, 6 people get off the bus and 9 people get on. In Swindon, 2 people get off and 4 get on. In Cardiff, 11 people get off and 16 people get on. In Swansea, 3 people get off and 5 people get on. In Camarth, 6 people get off and 3 get on. You then arrive at Milford Haven. What was the name of the driver of the bus? Answer? Oh, for crying out loud, don't you remember your own name? It was you. Now pass this along to all your smart friends and hope they do better than you did. P.S. 95% of people fail in most of the questions. This is Bob Anderson, a voice to remember from rcandersonmarketing.com, the source for effective marketing communication.